We
are.
We
are.
We are Cultivate.
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 We are Cultivate.
Hello and welcome to a special mini-sode of Ye Olde Crime, the show where Maddie and I discuss the funny, strange, and obscure crimes of yesteryear every Wednesday. This special bi-weekly segment is called Can You Crack the Cramp Word, which is slang for a difficult or obscure term, which I thought was very fitting. And joining me today is Lorraine from Once Upon a Nightmare. And before we begin, I'd like to give her the opportunity to tell us a little more about herself and her show before we start the game.
Hi, thanks for having me on. I'm Lorraine, and I have a horror podcast, which sometimes has a bit of true crime in it, called Once Upon a Nightmare. And yeah, I'm from England, as you can probably tell by my accent. And yeah, I live here with my husband and my little kid. And for my sanity, I started a podcast.
That's fair. Yeah. That's fair.
Yeah, definitely.
So I need to ask, what got you into horror movies?
When I was about, so I'm in the early 80s, obviously I couldn't watch horror films then because I was too young. So I used to go into the video shop and get the horror cases and read and look at the pictures. Mm-hmm. And that's when I started wanting to watch horror films, but I wasn't allowed. Yep. So that's how I used to watch them, is by reading the covers, and then it moved on to true crime. So since about the 80s, I've been massively into horror movies and true crime, and I just can't get enough of them. I don't know why, but people think it's weird. Well, you do a true crime podcast, so you know what it's like.
Yeah, I do a true crime podcast. So yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite movie that you've covered on your show so far?
Yes, my favorite movie of all time still is The Silence of the Lambs. It was the first episode I did, and I just absolutely love everything about that film. And I still do to this day. It's amazing.
Nice. Mm. Are there any types of horror films that you really can't watch?
I'm not very good with the kind of torture porn kind of thing, yep, like the Hostels, the real violent torture, slicing up. I couldn't watch Human Centipede, things like that. And I do watch a lot of horror films. I'm kind of the worst person to watch horror films because sometimes my eyes are covered, my ears are blocked, but I still do it. So yeah, mainly the real, I prefer psychological horror.
Okay.
Yeah.
So not as much the gory slasher, more of the...
Nah. I'm all right with, like, you know, your Friday 13th and Screams and stuff like that. Just the real kind of, like, the stuff that I feel can happen, like Hostel, I feel like is going on somewhere.
Yeah, I can see that. I have a really hard time with the ones that are like over the top gory, where it's like, it's not kind of over the top in the sense where it's like your Friday the 13th, where it's like, you know, out of the realm of possibility. It's like you said, where it's like, you're sitting there going, oh my God, that probably has actually happened to somebody. And I don't want to see that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's when they take it too far sometimes. And I just can't deal with that at all.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm right there with you. Is there one of your episodes in particular that is your favorite, or one that you would kind of recommend our listeners check out first?
I think I like the 74 Texas Chainsaw Massacre one I did. I think that would be one of my favorites, and Blade. But I also like the ones I do with people. I kind of have the same people on over and over again, and I really enjoy when you get to talk to people because I'm on my own a lot. So
yep,
it's nice not being such a Billy No Mates.
I was looking through your back catalog because I don't get to listen to podcasts as often as I used to. I have to write for a living, so I
don't either.
Yeah, so I can't always listen to podcasts while I'm trying to write at the same time. But I noticed you covered the Mothman Prophecies, and I really enjoyed that movie.
Yeah, I did that with Two Chicks and a Horror Flick. I'd never seen it. They suggested it. So I was glad they did, actually, because it's quite an interesting watch.
Yeah. And I noticed that some of the ones you've done are kind of, you go through the movies that are like based off actual like true crime cases.
Yeah, I do that quite a lot. Yeah, that gets my little true crime fix in there as well.
There you go.
Yeah.
Nice.
Hello, and welcome to Once Upon a Nightmare, your horror movie podcast. I am your host, Lorraine, and I'm here to chat about the fictional horrors of the world with some real horror thrown in. So if I want that true crime fix, I can just find a film based on actual events and chat about that. Still a horror movie.
Loophole!
I have had what some would call an unhealthy obsession with the horrors of the world for well over 30 years now, real and fictional. So if any of that piques your interest, you can find me on your podcast platform of choice. And of course, don't forget to rate and review and subscribe. I'd really appreciate it. Thanks for listening. Bye.
All right. Well, I don't have any more questions.
Oh,
so
okay.
Are you ready to get started with the slang term segment?
Yeah, I'm probably not going to know them. I was listening to the episode you did with CJ and I was just like, I haven't a clue what they're on about.
She's so fun.
Oh, she is. She's amazing.
She's a riot.
Yeah.
Well, if you're ready.
Okay.
Your first term is drummer.
Drummer. So I take it it's not necessarily a drummer.
Yeah.
Or is it someone like that when you're about to bring someone out to be executed, somebody plays the drums? And they come out and then they get killed.
Oh, like when they like line them up. For
announcing
the...
them. Yeah. Hear ye, yeah. Hear ye. Here comes the criminals. We're going to hang them all now. My mind always goes straight to murder and death.
Same. So a drummer, according to Victorian slang, was a robber who first makes his victims insensible by drugs or violence. And then plunders them.
Oh, well, close.
Still, you were very close. I mean, you are incapacitating somebody with violence in both instances. One of them is just dead. The other one's not.
Do you, when you know these words, do you like know when they stop using them?
I should look up.
Oh, sorry. If I just.
There are some where I'm like, why?
Because I was thinking with your podcast, do you find it really hard to get like the information? Because some of it's really old.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of research, I'd say, that has to go into yours.
Yeah. So let's see. Oh, there's so many different things.
Oh, sorry. Am I the annoying person that asks questions?
No. A lot of people ask. Okay. There's a few different ones. So I don't quite know when it ended because there's some where it's like a drummer from the 1920s is a burglar who can get into places even when they are tight as a drum.
Oh.
And there are other ones where it says back in 1891, drummer was a popular name for traveling salesmen because they were drumming up business.
Oh. That makes more sense than the other reason, doesn't it?
It does.
You wouldn't want to get those two mixed up.
No. He's a drummer.
Ah! No, the other kind.
The other one. You know, the one that sells you things, doesn't stake your things. That's the bad one. Well, your second term is gong farmer.
Gong farmer.
Yeah.
A gong farmer is somebody who works on a farm and rings a gong when it's time to come in for lunch.
I'm just picturing one of those giant gongs and they have the mallets.
That's your whole job on the farm. And you have to stay there all day for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Okay, Tom, you're up. Finally.
My time to shine. Head gonger.
Well, I don't think you'd want to be the head gong farmer because
something to do with poop, isn't it?
It's someone who cleans toilets or cesspools.
Ew. I got stuck in a cesspool once. Well, I think that's what they call it. When I lived in Ireland, we had a farm and our dog, you know, like a big pit and it's got all that silage in it, you know, the poop and stuff. And he got stuck in it.
Oh.
and I had to jump him. It was an Alsatian. I had to jump in. I was 14 and lift him out. Ooh. I'm lucky we didn't go under. Oh. What a way to go. I wonder, did anyone die as a gong farmer?
I would hope not. But, you know, I've read stories when I'm like doing my research of ones back in London during, you know, like the Industrial Revolution, where there'd be cases of like the toilets exploding because of the methane gas. So it's like, could you imagine being exploded for taking out shit? Like, what a way to go.
Life really does suck for some people, doesn't it?
Oh my god.
Bloody hell. Yeah, that's not for me.
No. And I did see a video on TikTok, and I plan to cover this in a longer form episode in the future because it was so funny. I mean, I thought it was funny, but the people involved probably did not think it was funny.
Oh yeah, definitely not.
It was like a banquet for, I think it was Henry II. And there were tons of people there, and they were all hanging out in front of the throne, and the floor collapsed underneath them, and they all fell into this cesspool in the basement. And it was like half the party drowned in the latrine. And I was like, that's the worst party ever. If like,
because obviously people on top of each other and
that's
just disgusting.
Yeah,
I'd say that's one thing about your episode. You come across a lot of really like gross stuff.
I know, like it's hard to explain to people kind of what we cover because it's like it's a variety of things we cover. You know, you've got your poison cases. And then we've got some random ones that involve a lot of poop. And there's no real reason why, but...
Yeah. No. I suppose it's an interesting take, though, isn't it? To do them rather than the more everyday ones that people know. Because a lot of the ones you know, you do, people wouldn't probably know about. So it's like something new.
Yeah. And it's fun for me because even though I think I might know something about whatever I'm covering, I always learn a bunch of stuff that's new to me. And... that's part of what's so fun about it is learning a bunch of random weird facts that may or may not ever come into play later on in life.
Do they come up at dinner conversation? You never guess what. They're like, don't invite Lindsay.
Don't invite Lindsay over. Don't let her talk at dinner. She's going to mention some weird poop story again. And
that's like me with serial killers. As soon as someone opens that window and lets me talk about it, I'm like in there.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
I made the, I don't know if I would call it a mistake, but I made the probably unwise decision to share in one of our work group chats the fact that apparently human meat tastes the same as spam. And I think I forever scarred at least one of my coworkers, but.
Yeah, but if you eat spam, I judge you. It's disgusting. It's so gross. It's just like, I wouldn't even give that to the dog.
I know.
Yeah, it's vile.
It's like the one thing that I feel no one would grab during a zombie apocalypse. They'd be like,
no.
I'd rather eat grass or something than eat spam.
Or, yeah. Yeah. I would have put it more like a turkey or a chicken or something. It doesn't look like spam. The way it kind of, yeah, sorry, I shouldn't be thinking about it so much. Bit of salt and pepper.
Maybe it's all about the presentation. It's how you cook it. Exactly. It's how you prepare.
Watch Hannibal and see how the TV show and then get some tips. That's what I say.
Just like Salt Bay it and it's fine.
Yeah. Yeah. God. Very nice.
Well, on that lovely note about cannibalism... I would like to thank Lorraine for joining me today for Can You Crack the Cramp Word? And before we go, could you please tell our listeners where they can find you on social media and when new episodes drop?
Yeah, so you can find me on Twitter as A Nightmare Pod, on Instagram as Once Upon a Nightmare Podcast, and the same on Facebook. And at the moment, I'm doing every other Tuesday. And I usually have a bonus episode once a month at the moment, at the end of the month, that I'm doing with Stuart from British Murders, where we talk about
we're basically going through
all the Nightmare on Elm Street, Friday the 13th, and Halloween movies. And it's over 10 episodes. So we're doing that as well. But yeah, I kind of, so yeah, every other week, or I might go back to every Tuesday. But you know yourself, life gets in the way. It's just so busy.
Yes. Life does find a way to derail things just a little bit.
Yeah. But yeah, but that's what I do. And next, what I'm doing is Silent Hill. So that'll be out on Tuesday. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think I tried to watch that one. I'm a big wuss. It's a creepy one.
No, yeah. that's a creepy one. That is a really bad. I was watching it, and there was parts of me that were like, "Oh, good lord."
Well, now I don't really feel gross. So bad.
Yeah, no, it's really gross. I had to watch it in two settings because it was just a bit too. There was one bit, and I was like, "Nah, I'll deal with that later."
Oh, yeah. Well, on that note, as always, I'm Lindsay, and I'll see you next time with another tale as old as crime.